In his confirmation hearing Wednesday, Carter repeated a request he made frequently as Deputy Defense Secretary that Congress undo sequestration and give DOD budget predictability. But this time, he said that in return for an end to the spending caps, the Pentagon needs to undo some of its own spending habits.
I cannot suggest support and stability for the defense budget without at the same time frankly noting that not every defense dollar is spent as well as it should be. The taxpayer cannot comprehend it, let alone support the defense budget, when they read, as the chairman has noted, of cost overruns, lack of accounting and accountability, needless overhead, and the like. This must stop. Every company, state, and city in the country has had to lean itself out in recent years. And it should be no different for the Pentagon.
On the need to reform the acquisition system, Carter said he spoke from experience in sharing senators' frustration with the pace of Pentagon procurement. Responding to questions about complaints from the Jordanian king about a bottleneck in the sale of needed military equipment, Carter promised he'd make fixing acquisition a priority.
The cost control is very important, but also getting things done. When I was working on the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, it was, even for Americans, assistance to our own forces, way too much red tape stood in the way. And you had to constantly try to cut through that. And I guess in the context of the Jordanian circumstance, which I'm not familiar with, I'm sure you know more about it on the committee than I would as a nominee, but I do read the newspapers and I understand the need, and I can well believe that it's slower than King Abdullah finds acceptable and that you and I would find acceptable. And I guess all I can say is, if I'm confirmed as Secretary of Defense, this is one I'm pretty familiar with, and I'd work to get those things out. Seems there, like the way we did MRAPs.
Carter led the effort to rapidly acquire those mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles while he was Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, and the speed of the MRAP acquisition was widely cited as one of his most important accomplishments when he left the Pentagon the last time. But Carter lamented that when it comes to rapidly buying urgent items, speed is often the exception and not the rule.
The experience that I had all too often in trying to support Iraq and Afghanistan as the acquisition executive was that when the troops said they needed something, the response of the bureaucracy was tended to be, oh, we have one of those. We're making one of those. We have one. It will be finished in 10 years. We all recognize immediately that that's nonsensical, because they need that equipment, counter-IED equipment, vehicles. They needed it now, not 10 and 15 years from now. And our acquisition system got in the habit during the Cold War of doing things very slowly. The Soviet Union, we always had plenty of time. There was the Soviet Union, it was the Cold War, it would go on for a long time, and we would have programs that extended over 10 and 15 years. You can't do that when you're in the middle of a war and people are dying and success depends upon you're acting more quickly. And we've got to turn faster as a military. It's not only when you're in war, when you're in competition with other countries that are using the global technology base to advance their own military. If we're going to continue to be the best military in the world, we can't make steps in 15-year increments. We have to turn faster than that.
But Carter cautioned senators that there will not be a single quick fix to the acquisition system, and he offered few specific indications of what he would change as secretary. He did advocate for stronger development of DOD's acquisition workforce and also endorsed a proposal to give the military service chiefs a stronger role in the acquisition system.
I am in favor of reintroducing to the acquisition system the role of the customer, which is the chiefs of the military services. I think that's been a proposal made by others with which I associate myself. So there's no one silver bullet. There are many things that we need to do to improve acquisition.
On efficiencies, Carter maintained that DoD's headquarters organizations are still too top-heavy, despite a management review he oversaw in 2013 that mandated a 20% reduction in staffing levels. A GAO report last month found that DoD has still not finalized its plans to implement those cutbacks, and the department as a whole lacks a comprehensive strategy for determining how large its headquarters staffing levels should be. Carter says he has not reviewed that report, but committed that he would make sure the promised reductions are carried out.
I certainly think it's important to diminish headquarters staff and other forms of overhead. I think the 20% goal was a sound one. I do not know where it stands in terms of implementation now, but if I am confirmed, I'll get back to that and try to meet that goal. Because we just got to get rid of the overhead here so that we can spend the dollars we have on the warfighter, which is what it's all about.
For similar reasons, Carter suggested he's wary about recent proposals to create or expand certain headquarters organizations in DoD. For example, the department and Congress have been considering elevating U.S. Cyber Command to a full unified combatant command. And last week, the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission recommended the stand-up of a brand new four-star command to oversee military readiness, including medical readiness.
Now, I'm all for paying much more attention to cyber and think we need to do that. But the creation of new commands and new headquarters in this budgetary environment is something I think we need to look at very closely and very cautiously.
Carter says he has not reviewed the 2016 budget DoD released earlier this week in detail, but said that if he's confirmed, he expects to be back on Capitol Hill within the next few weeks to defend it in the department's annual posture hearings. He says he does support the overall spending levels in the budget, along with its call to undo the spending caps in the Budget Control Act.
I very much hope that we can find a way together out of the wilderness of sequester. Sequester is risky to our defense. It introduces turbulence and uncertainty that are wasteful. And it conveys a misleadingly diminished picture of our power in the eyes of friends and foes alike.
Arizona Senator John McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, told reporters he expects his committee will approve Carter's nomination before a Senate recess, scheduled for 2 weeks from now. It's unclear, though, how soon his nomination could head to the full Senate for a final vote. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.